The scripture for this service is James chapter 3 verses 17 and 18 and also Proverbs chapter 9 verse 10. I'll read. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, reasonable, full of mercy and good fruits, unwavering, without hypocrisy. And the seed whose fruit is righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Proverbs chapter 9 verse 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. Amen. Senior pastor will deliver the ninth message of Keys to Studying Well.
My voice is not really good today. Please be understanding. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, members of over 9,000 branch churches in Korea and all over the world, and local sanctuary members, those who are attending the service on the internet all over the world, children of Sunday school, GCN and Mamin TV viewing audiences, this is the ninth session on the keys to studying well. Until the last session, we have looked into three conditions to be able to study well. What are the three things? They are first, adequately high intelligence quotient. Second, good environment to study. And third, ability to concentrate on your studies. The fourth condition is the practical know-how in studying of your own. In other words, you need to learn how to study. Many experts on education say that knowing how to study is more important than having high IQ. So, in order to study well, you should find the right methods to study and apply them to yourself. Nowadays, there are many kinds of know-hows and methods of studying that are recommended by the experts, but you should find out the kind of studying method that suits you the best. People are saying that self-guided studying is important. Easily put, it means you have to study for yourself. Beginning with setting the goal of your studies, you have to do everything for yourself in choosing the materials and methods of studying and evaluating the results of your studying. You might feel it is hard in the beginning, but in the long run, the achievement level is much higher when you do everything by yourself. Let us talk about some basic studying methods. You can apply them in your actual practice and make self-improvement strategies to bring up your grades. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ and students, the first know-how in studying is that you should learn to enjoy your studying. You should also teach your children to be able to enjoy their studying. People remember the things they are interested in very well. For example, some people know a lot of things about a particular sport, such as the height, weight, position, and winning rate of a particular athlete in that sport. If you like basketball, they remember the things about the basketball so well, even about the famous players, their height and their average score of which area they're from and their age and all those records, all those stats. If you like baseball, they do so in baseball, and in soccer, they know so much about so many things about the soccer players. Or some others like cars. Very much. They know the brand, year, engine performance, and other special features of many cars. For me, as for me, I don't know anything about any cars except the one I'm riding. I don't even know their names. The one I ride is, that's the only name I know. But some people, they know about the cars very well. They know the names and price, the engine performance, and as for me, in my case, whatever is not necessary for spiritual growth, I don't try to input anything. So I don't remember anything. So like in the case of students, they should cut off all the things that could give them fleshly thoughts. It's the same thing. Because I want to go in, I just want to concentrate on the spiritual things and to receive the power of God to save so many souls around the world. So I just concentrate on the spiritual studies. And all other things are unnecessary for me. So there are people who are who know a lot of things about the cars. Do they find it hard to memorize all those things? In most cases, they don't. They have interest in the things they like, and they can easily input the information on such things. When you study, you can study better if you feel it is easy and fun. On the contrary, if you feel negatively that it is hard, you cannot study so well. So here, let me introduce a method with which you can study easily. How do you memorize the things that you have to memorize? Can you memorize well just by reading the books? No. Things that are dry and not interesting are not usually input into your memory easily. In such a case, you can utilize your feelings. If you have a strong feeling when you see or hear something, that memory lasts for a long time. As in the allegory I gave you of the transplanting rice seedlings, feelings make the knowledge go deep into the memory device. The feelings of untruth, the feelings of untruth are the main cause of idle thoughts, but good feelings can help with your studying. If you utilize your feelings in memorizing things, you can more easily memorize dry and uninteresting things. We can understand this from the four different ways of forming our memories. In the Spirit, Soul, and Body lectures, God explained to us about the four different types of memories in the explanation about the soul. The main point of this categorization is that different memories will last for different periods of time according to how you form your memory. The first memory type is just passing it by. The first memory type is just passing it by. When you see or hear something, you don't pay attention and you just let it pass by. As you already always experience, if you concentrate on your sermon in spirit and truth, then you can remember it very well. But if you have idle thoughts and if you don't pay attention after listening to the sermon for 1 hour, you don't remember what you've heard. It means you didn't worship in spirit and truth. It means your body came to the church, but you didn't really keep the Lord's Day holy. Imagine your class. The teacher is explaining something very hard, but you are daydreaming And later, you don't remember anything you heard. Because you didn't pay any attention to what the teacher was saying, it came in one ear and straight out to the other ear. This kind of memory does not remain in your brain at all. After lunch, the first period, right after lunch, is the most difficult time to study. You are full and your stomach is full and you feel drowsy and you have just a couple of periods left, and after couple of periods, you might think about what to do with your friends after school. Then you might doze off in the class, and also the class, the period right before the lunch is also a little hard because it's the last period before the lunch. So if it ends a little earlier, then you might have lunch a little early. And you might have fleshly thoughts and idle thoughts and doze off. The second memory type is casual association. In the class, you listen to the teacher, understanding what the teacher was saying. Are you listening to the message? And you understand? You think you know it for sure at the moment in the class. But after several days, you cannot remember it anymore. If you store things in a basket that has no lid, they will come out if you shake the basket. Likewise, what you casually stored in your brain can be easily forgotten. The third memory type is planting the memory firmly. Before the class begins, the teacher says, "We will have a test after the class is over." It's the same in the mini crusades. I say to the students, "I will ask a question about what you will hear today." Then they will pay so much attention, they'll concentrate. Because they know that if they answer my question, they will get a reward. So that before the class begins, the teacher says, "We'll have a test after the class is over. You will get 1 point deducted for each wrong answer you get." Then the students will try to focus on the class. They will try to remember whatever they hear. If you pay extra attention to what you study, the memory lasts for a relatively longer duration of time. But there is another type of memory that lasts much longer. It is the fourth type, which is planted in both the brain and heart. This is to plant the information not just in the brain, but also in the heart, along with the impression and feelings associated with the information. For example, in the class, a teacher you like very much asked you a question about the subject in the class. Fortunately, you gave the correct answer because you went over the lesson beforehand and the teacher commanded you. You were really happy about it. You probably didn't forget about that problem. You did not only remember the answer to that question, but you also planted in your heart the joy of being commanded at the moment you gave the correct answer. There are some medical evidences that show you that people's memory does not exist only in the brain. Due to traffic accidents, there are some patients who damage the parts of the brain that stores memory, but they still remember the things that took place before the accident. They don't remember everything, but only the things associated with very strong impressions. Now, among the four different ways of forming your memory, which one is the most efficient when you try to memorize what you studied? Yes, it is the fourth time, which is to plant memory both in your brain and heart. Even unbelievers apply this kind of principle. One of the examples is to memorize with association. It is to familiarize with or have strong impression of things that are uninteresting and unimpressive by associating them with something else. Anything can be used. You can associate them with objects or people, or you can amplify the feeling through the five senses, namely sound, color, smell, taste, and touch. In association memory, there are many types. Some people, they use their own bodies, beginning with the eyebrows and nose and mouth, eyes and ears, in trying to memorize something. Have you tried this method? No? For example, there's about 20 objects. There's scissors and knife, apple and pear. And you look at them for 2 or 3 minutes, and you get rid of them, and you try to remember. In most cases, you'll remember just a couple or just several. But some people remember everything, all of them, using the association. Knife, you stab your forehead with the knife, and in case of apple, you make something up with your eye or something. You hit the pear with your nose, so your nose is painful. It's either the pear will break or your nose will break. So in this way, there are more than 20 body parts. So you can associate each object with your body part, and later you can memorize, you can remember everything. If you train yourself in associating things, you can do it very quickly. So in case of forehead, it's knife. Oh, nose is the pear. You hit the pear with your nose. So you can remember all 20 objects this way. Then other people, wow, they have such a good memory. I can remember only several things. The fact is, you associated these objects with something else. So you can amplify your feelings, or you can use this method when you try to memorize something new. For example, to memorize spelling geography, make a sentence using the letters of the word to make a sentence like George Alice's old grandmother rode a pig home yesterday, which is G-E-O-G-R-A-P-H-Y. The first letter of each word of the sentence helps you remember the spelling. So you can just remember this sentence, George Ellis' old grandmother rode a big home yesterday. So you can think about this funny situation. This grandmother riding this pig. And so who is this person who is riding this pig home? She is George Alice's old grandmother. So it's G-E-O-G and rode a pig home yesterday. R-A-P-H-Y. But if you just try to remember this geography, G-R-A-P-H-Y, and you'll forget in a couple of days. But if you remember this sentence, George Ellis' old grandmother is such a rode a pig home yesterday. It's such a funny scene that this grandmother is riding a pig. You can just remember it. George Ellis' old grandmother rode a pig home yesterday. You can imagine this scene, so you can remember easily. Geography, G-E-O-G-R-A-P-H-Y. You can also associate this way in memorizing the spellings of other words. In case of father, which is of which the spelling is F-A-T-H-E-R, and mother and M-O-T-H-E-R, you can also see them in a way, so you can remember the spellings of both of the words. I cannot mention it here because it's the altar, but you can use really some words that will have very, very strong impression, so you can remember very clearly. It is also a good method to chant something out loud or to put a melody on the contents that you want to memorize and sing it. For example, they put a melody and rhythm on the multiplication table to let the children memorize it. In English, the Romance languages and German, young children learn to sing their ABCs. But in Korea, they can put a rhythm and kind of melody on the 4s are 16, and you put some words along with them. So if you teach the children this way, they will find it interesting. So they can also associate this melody and rhythm, so they can memorize this multiplication table. And if they repeat this kind of song, this melody, this multiplication table, it's a must. So they can memorize it very quickly. Also, we have a song in Korea with the names of the 66 books of the Bible, so we can memorize them easily. Let us hear it. And if you repeat this song, you can more easily memorize with much more fun. It also helps with the memory if you think of the touch, feel, or sensation that is related with what you want to memorize. There are things that you have to keep in the memory for your whole life, like the alphabet or the history. In case of Korean history, you try to remember the names of the kings. You did it in the school, which is Taejong, Taese, Mundanse, which is the first letters of the names of the kings. Did you study or not? What? The senior citizens, let's get into a basic Chinese characters. When the teacher is teaching the children, they sit on the floor and they do this. The old teacher, he's a little old and he feels a little drowsy and he is saying 하늘 전까지, which means, and he says, oh, don't fall asleep. They chant these basic Chinese characters. They have to memorize the first basic 1,000 characters anyway. Today, I think they might have easier way. In those days, they just made them memorize the basic 1,000 characters so they could learn all the other characters. And after they memorize to some extent, they develop some. They chant this sky and earth. Ji means chun means sky and ji means earth. And they, along with this chanting, they point to the sky and the earth. And some good teachers, they make an interesting melody. And so according to what kind of teacher they have, they can learn it in an interesting way. In the Hell Sermon series, I once suggested that you think of the fear of hell by putting your finger in boiling water. Please raise your hand if you tried it yourself. Only Pastor Myung Lee, she just does everything I say. And you can never commit sins. Those who obey, they can never commit sins. If you put your finger in the boiling water, it is so hot that you will pull it out immediately and it will hurt. And you will feel just 100 degree boiling water. It is so hot and so painful. And suppose if my whole body is in the boiling water, what kind of pain would it be? You can't express such pain. But the fire of hell is not just 100 degrees. It is several hundred lake of sulfur, several thousands of degrees. And if you are in that kind of pot, in that kind of lake, and you live there forever. And those who put their fingers in boiling water, they might suffer for a couple of days. But they have this hell, the pain of hell, deep in their heart, so they can never do something that will lead them to hell. So if you really obeyed, then you can never commit sins because you felt the pain of hell. Just by putting your finger a little bit, for a blink of an eye, you put your finger in the boiling water and you feel such a great pain. And you will never do something that will lead you to hell. You can just, you will just strive to live by the word and go to heaven. Our Lord also said, if your eye causes you to commit sin, then pluck it out. Then it's better to go to heavenly kingdom with just one eye than to fall into hell with two eyes. If your hand causes you to commit sins, if your feet cause you to commit sins, cut them off. It's better to go to heaven without a hand or foot than to fall into hell with a perfect body. You don't have to cut off the things. If you just put your finger in boiling water, you can feel the pain just for a couple of days, and you should try it. Then you'll feel the fear of hell, and you'll never commit sins. It's a blessing to obey, of course, it is not easy to intentionally put your fingers in boiling water, but if you have got burned by fire or water, you'd feel the pain of hell more vividly. You can imprint the fear of hell in your memory and heart more deeply. Dear students and brothers and sisters, let me tell you one more way to enjoy your studies. It is that you should begin to like the subjects that you used to dislike. If you just keep away or give up on that subject, you'd only dislike it more and your grades will fall. But in many cases, the subjects that the students dislike, they are the necessities. They are absolutely needed in the society. But the students, they don't like them. For example, English. After graduating from the school, they have to speak English, use English for the rest of their lives. Also, mathematics. You have to use math for your whole life. And you should have the answers right away. Or it is, you shouldn't be saying things like, oh, it's too complicated and it's too complex. And if you can just calculate in the brain and just have the answer, it is very convenient. So mathematics, it is a must. But most students, they don't like it because it's hard. Then even if the grades of the subjects you like are very high, the average cannot go any higher. Therefore, you should begin to like the subjects that you dislike so that you can do better in the subjects that you are not good at. This way, you can enjoy your studies more. For example, do you hate math and find it very difficult? Why don't you overcome math just as Jacob wrestled with an angel and overcame? Just overcome. You change the feeling that you dislike, and it's because it's a must. And you should think, oh, I don't dislike, I love you, math. And I like you, and I love you. And I want to be your friend. I want to be your friend. And you can overcome math. So when you study, for example, in history or geography, it is actually fun. But so you can invest more time on English and math than history or geography. You don't have to spend so much time on geography or history. Those who are good at studies, once they read the book, it should be enough. You don't have to invest so much time every week on those subjects. How can you do that? How can you finish at one just by reading the book once. For example, in case of geography, just study it for one whole week. How? You just input everything about Korea in your brain. The whole Korea in your brain. From the north to the south, you can draw it a couple of times, several times. In Seoul is the biggest city in Korea. You don't really have to pay so much attention to the North Korea, so you can just talk about the South. So from Seoul to the east is Gangwon-do province, and you have the East Sea. And on the coastline, we have Sokcho, and from there, nearby, you have Gangneung, and down south, so in Gangwon, the province, you have Chuncheon and Wonju, and you can come back to Seoul. And from Seoul, you go down south to Cheonan and Daejeon. From Daejeon, you can just go to Daegu and Busan. From Daegu, if you go right to the west, then you will reach Jeonju. So you can input all these big cities. Then if you keep going right, then it is Gwangju. And if you go down south again, you can see Mokpo and Yeosu to make it interesting. And later you can get into more specifics. You can also get into smaller cities. And from Seoul, you can go to the west. Then you have the west, the Yellow Sea. And on the west coast, you have Incheon. And to the north also, you have Kaesong and Pyongyang and Sinuiju. So you can learn about the cities first. Then you can learn about the mountains. The highest mountain in Korea is the Baekdu Mountain. You have to have the map in front of you, so you know where Baekdu-san, Mount Baekdu is. Second highest, the third highest, Mount Jiri near Jeonju. So also you have the second highest mountain, Mount Hala, which is on Jeju Island, down from the south coast. You have the Jeju Island, and the Hala Mountain is the second highest. So you can learn about the big mountains first. Mount Sorak and other mountains. And also you have the mountain ranges. And you can get into the rivers. First you have Han River in Seoul, going through Seoul and to the north. In the North Korea, you have Duman River and Yalu River, and Duman River flows to the east, and Yalu River is flowing this way, and you can learn everything about the rivers. And you have Mount Geumgang in the south. And to the north of Seoul, you have Hantan River. And looking at the map, you can learn all these rivers. And then you can get into the mountain ranges. And if you cover this way, then you have the whole map of Korea in your memory. I came to Seoul by myself to take an exam when I was in high school, to take the high school exam. And when I arrived at Seoul Station, I just went to my sister's house by myself. And my brother, who came to see me, he didn't meet with me, so I just went to my sister's house first. I think my elder brother and brother-in-law, they came to see me to guide me, but they couldn't see me, so I just took the and I just went to my sister's house by myself, and they came in later. And the next day, I had to buy the application form for the high school, Chungdong High School. And from my sister's house, nearby her house was a small hill. And when I went up to that hill, I could see the whole city of Seoul. And before I came to Seoul, I had the map of Seoul. And I just put it in my memory, the whole map of Seoul. So this is Seoul Station. That is the central government office. And with Jongno, Uljiro, Daegu, and Yongsan, and Han River, and the mountains. And I put the whole map in my memory. And also the... So I had a whole map in my memory, so I didn't have to ask anybody. And from Uljiro, I could take the streetcar and get to this school. So I had the map in my memory, so I didn't have to ask anybody. I could just go to buy the application form and... And also, I wanted to drop by Seoul Station, so I took, because I had the whole map in my memory, I went to dropped by Seoul Station and came back. So this way, it is convenient. Why do you have to ask here, there, which way? You have north, south, east, and west, and you have the landmarks, the biggest building, the highest building. At that time, the highest building was the Bando Hotel next to City Hall. And I had all those things in my memory. So you have all these landmarks and high buildings. And if you get lost, you can just ask, where is the central government building? Then you can see. You don't have to ask anymore. So you can study geography this way. There's nothing difficult about geography. Why do you have to learn geography for so many years, 9 years? The parents can teach them within just a week. Then later you can just listen a little bit in the class. You can just add more information because you have the main frame. So when I was in my high school, I memorized even the names of the congressmen and all the generals, and also all the names of the mayors, all the mayors of the cities. I don't know how high schoolers are doing these days. I remembered all the names of the ministers. Now, honestly, I don't remember any of the names of the ministers. So why don't you overcome math just as Jacob wrestled with an angel and overcame? For your information, experts say math grades are directly proportional to patience. If you wrestle with the math problems and solve them, your feelings will change. You can gain the confidence that you can also do it, and math will feel different to you. Here, what you have to remember is that you have to tackle the easy questions first. If you try to solve difficult problems from the beginning and fail, you might get the adverse effects from it. Suppose you are in the first grade high school, which is 10th grade or 9th grade. You want to study well, but your skills, you don't have any knowledge, especially English and math, geography or other science, history. You don't have to spend so much time. You can just learn them. You can also learn history in a week. You don't have to learn for 9 years. You can just learn it in a week. You can just go back to the beginning of Korean history. Then you learn from the first king of Goguryeo. You learn about him. So to make it fun, you make it like a story. How he was born, and how he became the prince, and why he had to be persecuted from other brothers, and why he had to run. If he had been a proper prince, he wouldn't have been persecuted, but there was something wrong with him. So he was being persecuted, and he had to run. And how he came back, and how he established the country Goguryeo. And you can learn the second king, third king, fourth king this way. You can just learn the main frames. So if you learn these facts, it's very interesting, actually. You can learn about the generals, big generals like Kangamchan and also Seohee. And when you get to the kings, it's very easy, actually. You can learn about the kings of the Joseon dynasty. You can put a rhythm and melody on this. And the tyrant, Yeonsan, he is the 10th king. And there was the revolution. Rebellion, and you can keep going up to the 20th. And Yeongjo and Jeongjo, he is the one who killed his own son. So you can just learn these frames. Then it is interesting. It is fun. And it is fun, so you won't even forget. You remember the names of the people. You remember the names of the people. You remember the names of the kings. And from the beginning, you memorize from the beginning, so it is easy. Which year? Why that king perished? Why Baekje dynasty fell? There was a corruption, and this general Gyebaek, the king corrupted, and he threw away faithful ministers, and these faithful ministers killed themselves, and that is why the dynasty had to fall. Why we had this Imjin war with Japan, and there were reasons. Always there was internal problem. There were the reasons, and the country had to be destroyed. And through external problems, they could gather together, unite together again, and live again. That was the providence of God. And if you learn all these things, you don't have to learn history for all nine years. You can learn this mainframe within a week. And as you go to school, you can just listen to the class, and you can just add all the details onto your frame. Then which one was good at politics? Which king was a good king? And who were the generals and important people in that along with that king? So you can memorize all the details this way in order. So you don't have to spend so much time on that kind of subject. You can just have it in your memory. Then you can invest more time on English and math. For your information, experts say math grades are directly proportional to patience. If you wrestle with the math problems and solve them, your feelings will change. You can gain the confidence that you can also do it, and math will feel different to you. Here, what you have to remember is that you have to tackle the easy questions first. If you don't have the proper skills, even if you are in the middle school, if you don't know the multiplication table, you can just go back to first grade, elementary school, because it won't take so much time. So you can just solve all the problems from first grade math, addition and subtraction and multiplication and division. You can just do them, begin with those things. And then as new formulas come up, you memorize them and you can solve easy questions first. Then you can master all the problems and then go to the next level. Then you can accumulate your skills of solving math problems and you can conquer all those problems. Oh, if you think, oh, when can I finish all those things? I'm in the ninth grade and I don't know anything about math. And when can I do it? Then he will never do it. There's no future. But you can just begin from the beginning, right from the beginning. Also, in case of English, the parents can teach their student, their children. If you just let them do it, just make them read. And if they don't have any basics, they have to begin from the basics. You have to understand why if they find it hard, why they don't like it. There are reasons. So in most cases, they want to do it well. They want to read and interpret, and they want to excel just like other students, but they don't have the basics. So first, they don't have the vocabulary. So they have to begin with memorizing the vocabulary first. Memorize the words. They have to memorize. They're already so far behind. So they have to memorize at least 20-30 words a day, along with the association. They can make it fun. So if they keep on memorizing 20-30 English words every day, then in a month it is 600. If you memorize them for a couple of months, you won't have to be afraid of English vocabulary. And then after that, you can just build up more and more. And they don't know anything, and they have to learn this grammar, this, that vocabulary, and this and that. So they find it too hard. So you can first you have to conquer what is easy. So you can memorize words first, and then you can teach them grammar. If you try to solve difficult problems from the beginning and fail, you might get adverse effects from it. Those of you who dislike English can also try this method. The Lord tells us to love even our enemies. So obey His word and try to love English. So English is not giving you a hard time. Why? There's no reason for you to hate it. So you can love it. The Lord tells us to love even our enemies. And English is not even our enemy. It gives us benefit. So you have to love it, right? So try to look for the good points and interesting points of English. Invest a little more time in English than other subjects and play with it. If you promise to play with English for certain duration and fill it up, you can reward yourself. For example, you can do light exercise to loosen yourself up or refresh your head listening to praise songs. You can also have a snack. If you reward and encourage yourself whenever you achieve your goal, you can feel a sense of achievement. When you don't really like English, when you become when you are still trying to like it, you can study some other subject, or you can take a rest for a minute and then come back to studying English again. You can also increase your patience. If you invest your time and effort this way, you will increasingly like the subjects you used to dislike, and you will do better in them. You will feel the joy of your overall grades going up. Grown adults should also try not to avoid the things or work you don't like. You have to begin to like them and do better in them. You will have considerable improvement in spirit and body. And from today, I think it will change. Oh, I don't like prayer. My spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. But you can just, you can just try from today. If you do not pray at all, you can just sit for half an hour at least, and or for an hour. And you can attend a prayer meeting for 1 hour, and 1 day, and 2 days, and 3 days, and make it a habit, and you'll learn the taste, the joy of praying, and you can also increase your patience. You say, I can do it, I can also pray. Well, those who have faith, I can, there's no problem praying for 2.5 hours. You can do it. You can just begin it. What you don't like, you can begin to like it. So whatever you dislike, you can change your heart to like it. You can change your thoughts. Accept the untruths and evil. Just love everything. You love your neighbors, house next door. Some people, they don't like their neighbors. Like those neighbors who make a lot of noise, playing the piano, or children making noise. You can think in a different way. If I have, they must be happy, they have children. If I have children, my children will also make noise. It is something so happy. You can just understand them. If they play the piano and it makes some noise, and it's not supposed to be so noisy. You can just think of it as a lullaby or something. You can enjoy it. You can enjoy the music. You can just change your mind. And you don't have to struggle and, why are you making this noise? Why do you play the piano late at night? You don't have to have this trouble with your neighbors. You can just yield just a little bit more. You can just understand them a little more. Then you can have peace, and you'll have very good terms with your neighbors. Let's pray together, thinking about the message. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you for your love and grace. Let this message become faith and life. Father, thank you. We are learning how to study, how to enjoy our studying, how to excel in studies. And let us learn it properly, and let us apply it in a good way. Lord, thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. I pray for the sick. Lay your hands on sick parts and on your infirmities, and receive the prayer for your heart's desires. Hallelujah, Lord. Heavenly Father, lay your hands on them. Show your works transcending space and time. Lay your hands on all members of all churches, branch churches, and local sanctuaries who are attending the service through satellite all over the country, and all the children of God who are attending the service on the internet all over the world, and all GCN and Mammon TV viewing audiences, and all overseas, more than 9,000 branch churches worldwide. And they've sent their photos and prayer requests. Father, lay your hands on them and answer to them. Reverend Myung-ho Chung of Kenya will have handkerchief crusade in Nairobi Mami Church on April 3rd, Sunday, and also 9th, Saturday. There will be inauguration service, local sanctuary, the branch church in Longai, Kenya. Pastor Changde Park of United States has a right ankle pain, and the sight is going blurry on the left eye. Be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. His wife has shoulder pain and gastritis. Be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. His son has a Down syndrome. Be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Yun Dae-chul of Japan is in the ICU because of high blood pressure. Let him recover quickly. Father, bless him to recover quickly. Missionary Ten will have opening service of Mami Church on April 6th, Wednesday. Kim Song-ho, hemorrhage from the stomach, and liver cirrhosis, and diabetes, be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Ryu Shu-won has high heart disease, high blood pressure, lung cancer, gastritis, and herniated discs on the neck and back, be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Li Hua has a lump on the eyelid on the right side. Be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Be cleansed. Her husband, Liu Chu Quan, forgive him of the sins of blasphemy against the Holy Spirit. Give him the grace to repent thoroughly of the blasphemy and against the Holy Spirit. Sung Su Chung has bleeding. Be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Light come. Let him lead the church with love. Yin Shu Ran, irregular periods. Be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Father, heal all these weaknesses. Lee Jun Jung, let a son leaning be healed of schizophrenia. Liu Wei, be healed of schizophrenia and lethargy. Zhang Jin Hui, let the scars on the face and eye be healed, and let her husband come back home, come back to the family. Qin Li, let her study well and get a good grade. And Ji Rei has a cold and high fever. Be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Light come. Father, from head to toe, all entrails and cells and nerves and tissues, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and give them spiritual and physical health. Let the eyes see well, let the ears hear well, and stomach and intestines and liver and kidney and all the entrails be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. All the skin diseases go away. Father, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, diabetes, be healed. Light come. Father, touch them and heal them and burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and cleanse them. Light come. Father, give them spiritual and physical health. Let the fractured bones be fixed and loosen the paralysis and protect them throughout this week and give them peace. Protect all the church vehicles, church members' vehicles, and let them make no mistakes while driving. Father, thank you. Evangelize their families and bless their workplaces and business fields. Bless them whether they come in or go out, and let them lend and not borrow. Let them become the head and not the tail. Make impossible possible and the possible things even better. And through the special Daniel prayer meeting, answer to their prayers and let them give all the glory to God. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.